Today she is in Sechem Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, as Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch, we are Messiah Amasechta. We had learned at the end of the previous shir that the Gemara discussed how Chanyoy, the son of Shimon HaTzadik HaKoyin, HaGadol, was appointed by his father to be the Kohen Gadol, and that the Gemara had discussed how Shimi and Chanyoy had not, the brothers had an issue between themselves as Chanyoy was appointed to be Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara had pointed out, according to one version, Chanyoy was appointed and took the position and Shimi was jealous. According to the other position, Chanyoy was even the one that had given up the position on behalf of Shimi. But after he gave it up, he was upset that he had given it up and wanted it, so to speak, back. To show, the Gemara was teaching us how once somebody has a position of authority, he's reluctant to lose it under any circumstances. And says the Gemara, Tanya on Rabbi Shuv ben Prachya. Betchila, Rabbi Shuv ben Prachya was the Nasi, and he said regarding himself, at the beginning, anybody would tell me to assume that position of Nasius, and I would tie him up and put him in front of a line. However, once I assume the position of Nasi, after Kala Oimali layered me, anybody who would ask me to leave this position, I would pour on him a pot of hot water. And he says, because we find such a precedent, we know that when Shaul was originally asked to be the king, Harei Shaul Baruch Rimenu, he didn't want it under any circumstances. However, Sha'olah, once he was appointed to that position, Bikish Larek was David, he wanted to kill David because he thought that David was trying to take that position away from him. Again, the point being that once a person has a position, he's very reluctant under any circumstances to give up this position. Tosfos gives a different version of this Gemara that it has nothing to do with Rabbi Shuv ben Prachya's attitude towards being Nasi, but rather Tosfos says that Rabbi Kolinus, the father of Rabbi Shulam, amended our Gemara to take out this version. And in fact, the Mefarshim used this Gemara to teach that a person, as he's about to leave the world, has a opening of Chachma in Torah that he didn't have his entire life, and that's actually what happened here to Reb Kolinus. There's a machlokes amongst the Mefarshim as to what attitude, how to understand this Gemara with Rabbi Shuv ben Prachya. Some say that the perspective was that before he was appointed to the Nasius, he was much stronger in taking a position if anybody would tell him to be Nasi versus afterwards. Because putting a person in front of a lion is certainly a lot worse than just pouring hot water on him. Others take just the opposite approach. And they say that before he was appointed Nasi, he would put a person in front of a lion, but he wouldn't actually harm the person himself, versus after he was Nasi, if somebody would attempt to take that position away from him, he suggested that he himself would pour the hot water on top of that individual. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim explain what is the point of the hot water. So they explain that water is not naturally hot. It becomes hot because it's boiled on fire. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua and Prachi was saying. I am the Nasi, not because I am the Nasi because of my position, but rather I am the Nasi because the Tzibur has appointed me to be the Nasi, like the fire which boils up the water. And therefore anyone who challenges my Nasius is not challenging me, but is rather challenging the Tzibur, and therefore I have the obligation to protect the Tzibur from such a challenge. Dimri Emes explains that we know that water, hot water, is really a combination of water and fire. And he explains that water and fire represent two different characteristics. Water represents anivus, humility, and fire, on the other hand, represents the bren, a burning desire of fire. So he says that what our Gemara is to be understood, that somebody who is the Nasi is supposed to have in himself both characteristics. He's supposed to have in himself the characteristic of fire, a bren. On the other hand, he has to have the characteristic of water, of being being modest. And I saw that Ramey Shapiro takes this point one step further. He says that how are we to understand this Gemara? The way we are to understand this Gemara, he says, is that what is a pat? A pat is something that could take two opposites and bring them together. Fire, as we just said, represents strength, and water, as we just said, represents humility. They're two opposites. Water and fire are certainly two opposites that cannot coexist. What creates a situation that water and fire could to coexist? The pot. By putting the water in the pot, they now can coexist. That's what he says is pshat in our Gemara. It is the job of a Nasi to be like a kumkum shochamen, to be like a pot, to bring together the characteristics of fire together with the characteristics of water, that these two characteristics can coexist. The Nasi, the leader of Klal Yisrael, is the one that should know when to use the midah of Eish and when to use the midah of Mayim to be like this pot. And that's how he described himself after he was appointed to the Nasiyas. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Makashish Bereid Rav Chisda Ravaya. Makashish, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Abaya, as we know, Rav Chisda had two sons. One was Makashisha and one was Marianuka. The way to differentiate who was who was one was called Kashisha, the older one, and one was called Yanuka, the younger one. Others say just the opposite, that the older one was called Yanuka because he was born when Rav Chisda was younger, and the younger one was called Makashisha because he was born when Rav Chisda was older. Says the Gemara, Amalei Makashisha Gered Rav Chisda Labaya. Remeir Haikra de Yehuda Mayavalei. Remeir, who we learned in the previous shir, is of the opinion that the temple that was built by Chanya was a base of Avodah Zarah. What will he do with the pasuk that we learned at the end of the shir yesterday, that Yehuda quoted, that said, V'hoi v'yamahu yim izbech Hashem v'soich eretz Mitzrayim, Mitzeva Eitzel Gevura LaHashem, that pasuk seems to indicate that the mizbeach from Chani was Hashem Hashem. What will Remeir do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara L'chatanya. Remeir uses that pasuk to teach us the following. The Draisa says, Lachem Ha'Palos Shem Tzacharev. We know that Tzacharev was laying siege on Yerushalayim, and then he was diverted to go hold battle with Mitzrayim and with Cush. After he defeated them, he came back to Yerushalayim, where he fell. Yotze Chizkiyo went out, Umotze B'nai Melochim. He found princes. Shal Yoshim B'Krona Shal Zav, they were sitting in golden chariots. He diram Shaloi Lavet Avodah Kechavim. And he made them swear that they would no longer worship Avodah Zarah. Shunema B'yayma Hu, Yiu Chamesh Orem Be'eretz Mitzrayim B'dabroi Sfas Kanan. There were cities in Egypt where they spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Why did they speak Lashon HaKodesh? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that they were constantly traveling from Egypt back to Eretz Yisrael. So since they were constantly traveling from Egypt back to Eretz Yisrael, they learned Hebrew. Another pshat that I saw is that since Chizkiyo, as we just learned, made them swear that they wouldn't worship Avodah Zarah, Chizkiyo was concerned that they would say that a shvur, not in Lashon Kodesh, is not considered a valid shvua. So he made them learn Lashon Kodesh to swear by Lashon Kodesh that they shouldn't be able to say that it's not a valid shvua. V'nizbel Hashem Tzavakos, and they swore, Holchol Agzanish Mitzrayim, these princes went back to Mitzrayim, Ubonim Mizbeach, and they built the Mizbeach, V'hela Olav L'Shem Shemayim, and they brought Kabonis on the Mizbeach L'Shem Shemayim. Shnema, Bayoyim Ahu Yil Mizbeach L'Shem, B'soich Eretz Mitzrayim. Continues the Gemara in explaining those Pesukim, Ira Heres Yoyim La'echas. The Pesuk says, the city of Heres, there will be a city called Ira Heres. Maya here Heres Yoyim La'achas. What does that mean? Says the Gemara in the Tagim of Yosef, Kanta the Beit Shemesh, there's a city in Israel called Beit Shemesh, Dosu L'Ma'achrev, that will be destroyed, is Amradi Chadmahen, is one of these five cities. How do we know that that's, we're referring to Beit Shemesh? Umay the Ira Heres Lish the Shimshahu? How do we know that Heres means the sun? The Ksiv Ha'oy Melech Heres Lo Yuzruch. So as Mepharshim explained, there's a dual meaning here. On one hand it's called Shemesh, it's called sun. On the other hand it's called Heres, that it's destroyed. And that's why we're combining these two meanings to teach us that the city Beit Shemesh will be ultimately destroyed. The pasuk continues, the Gemara continues about the people that Chizkiyahu influenced to reject Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, "Ha'hoim ha'evyanim ba'in merachek u'besayim mekzei aretz." The pasuk speaks about the goals of Klal Yisrael. "Ha'evyanim ba'in merachek amar v'nuna el goles shavavu." It refers to the people that were in Bavel, Shadatim Yisheres Aleim B'Kabonim, that they were calm, Renesai Mekzei Oretz, versus the people in the other lands, Eil Golisha Sha'aretz, these are people who are in Golis in other countries, She'ein Datim Yisheres Aleim B'Kabonim, they like daughters, just like by a daughter, a parent is always worried, will she end up marrying a worthy husband? Similarly, here too, the Golis in other countries was a much more difficult Golis. Why was the Golis in Bavel an easier Golis? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, because in the Golis Bavel, they had the Cherishim Maskir, they had the great Talmid Chachamim, so they were able to influence the people to remain, they were the people, because of that we had an easier Golis. Along the same lines, I sort of mafarsh can explain, because they had the Cheresh Umazgir with them in the Golos Bavel, so the Cheresh Umazgir were able to teach all of the people Torah, and because they were able to teach all the people Torah, the people were, the Torah protected them from the harshness of the Golos. And in fact, I saw the Pnei Menachem explains, that's why we know the Mishnah says in Masechet Makkos, the Talmud Shigolo Maglin Rabbi Imai, that if somebody goes to Golos, they have to take his Rebbe with him. Because, as we're learning now in our Gemara, Golos is extremely difficult. How does a person survive Golos? The way a person is able to survive Golos is by having Limud HaTorah, as our Gemara explains. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Abba, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Chizda, from the Sorot HaKartigini, Makim Es Yisrael, Vasavim Shemayim, they knew the people of Klal Yisrael, the two pshatim I saw. One pshat is that they knew about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and because they knew about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, they treated Klal Yisrael with respect. Another pshat is that there were always Jews that lived in those countries, and because there were always Jews that lived in those countries, they recognized who the Jewish people were. However, Mitzor Klapi Mariv, or Metapigini Klapi Mizrach, Emakim Es Yisrael, they weren't aware of who Klal Yisrael was, V'loya Savim Shemayim, nor did they know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, and that's why they did not treat us properly in Golos. Ask the Gemara, Eis Eversim Bachi L'Rav, the Pasuk says, "The Mizrach Shemesh and Mevoyoi Golos Shmi Begoyim." Ubechal makayim, says the pasuk, in all locations, mukdar, mugish lishmi mincha taira. So it seems that everywhere Klal Yisrael was known. Why is our Gemara saying that they were only known in certain places? Amalei, so Rav said to him, Simiyat. I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that Rav Simi was Rav's grandson, and because he was Rav's grandson, Rav spoke to him in a nice way, saying, are you indeed Simi? Are you asking this type of a question? Another pshat that Rashi suggests is that Rav never lifted his eyes. And since Rav never lifted his eyes, he wasn't sure who was standing in front of him. So he asked in a question, are you Simi? The Karle, they recognize Hashem, but they call him Elokah d'Elokah. They recognize him, but they call him Elokah d'Elokah, but they don't call him Hashem Elokim. What's the difference between they call him Elokah d'Elokah or not just Elokah? So Pasha Pshat is that the Goyim believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over the running of the world to his lieutenants, whereas we know, we believe in Hashgacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself runs the world. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat is that that is indeed the difference between us and the Akum. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us directly, the Akum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only watches through Shamasim, through intermediaries. In fact, I saw that Rabbi Zalman Meltzer explains that the Rambam holds that the first mitzvah to the Jew, the first mitzvah is Amun and Hashem. Anoich Hashem Lekecha represents a mitzvah to say that we have to believe in Hashem. So Rabbi Zalman asks, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that, why do we need a mitzvah? Amun is the foundation of all of Torah. Why is it considered a separate mitzvah? So he answers, because of our Gemara. Because even if a person believes in God, he chas v'shalom can make the mistake and believe like the Akum believe, that the God Hashem is Elokah Elokah. That's why the Rambam teaches us that the first mitzvah is that we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elokah, he's direct Hashem, with, and the mitzvah to believe in Hashgacha Priyatis. Continues the Gemara, B'chamakam Mukter Mugish L'Shmi, asked the Gemara, B'chamakam Sakadaita, are Kabonis brought in every location? Says the Gemara, Amr Ashmuga Nachmeni, Amr Abyanison, El Tamid Chachamim, Haist Mutara B'chamakam, it refers to Tamid Chachamim who learn Torah in every place. Ma'alei Makasov, Kilu Matir Magishin L'Shmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers their learning Torah like they bring Kabonis. Two pshat in what it means that they learn Torah b'chamakim, I saw. One pshat that it means is that Talmid HaChachamim go from city to city and from country to country to learn Torah. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that Torah is not limited to being learned in one place, but rather Torah is supposed to be learned wherever you go. That's pshat b'chamakim. Torah is not limited to one city, to one country. Rather, Torah is learned all over. Continues the Gemara, U'mincha tahira. What's pshat when the pasuk says mincha tahira? Zeh alayim tahira b'tahara. It refers to a person who learns Torah when he's in spirit of purity. Who is such an individual? Naisi isha v'akach alayim tahira. First he gets married, and then he learns Torah. But as Tosfos points out, the Gemara Masech the Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes, says, Halahon, Halon v'Halahu. There's a difference between different locations. If a person couldn't afford it, he should indeed first get married and afterwards learn Torah. But if a person can't afford it, he should first learn Torah and then get married. The Pasuk says, Shir HaMalos, Hine Barchus Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, Hoyim Nebeis Hashem B'Laylois, Mai B'Laylois, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, El Talmid HaChacham Ma'oskim Torah B'Layla, is referring to Talmid HaChacham who learned Torah by night, Ma'alalei Makosov, Kilo Asuk B'Avoida. The Torah, the pasuk considers it as if they're doing the avodah. So some of Farshim explain that here the Gemara is teaching us that there's a specific point to learn Torah at night. Why? Because at night one is not busy with the different things that we're busy with all day, and therefore at night one has a clearer head to learn Torah. Others say that shot in the pasuk is not that one should learn Torah specifically by night. What the pasuk is teaching us is, of course, somebody should learn Torah by day. But besides his obligation to learn Torah by day, he shouldn't say, I learned Torah by day, I don't have to learn Torah by night. But rather, he's supposed to learn Torah by day and by night. Another pshat that I saw, that what the Gemara is teaching us is, that a person shouldn't take the approach, that person shouldn't say, very much in line with what we learned earlier, that we are now in Golis, and that when Klai Yisrael is in Golis, they're unable to properly learn Torah. Teaches us the Gemara that even Belilah, even at night, Golis is called night. Even when we're in Golis, we have no exemption from learning Torah. Then I saw that Mefarshim explained that what the Gemara here, very much as an introduction to the next piece of Gemara that we're about to learn, is teaching us that learning Torah is greater than doing the Avodah. For we know that halacha is that when you do Avodah, as we've learned, the Avodah may only be done when somebody is standing. And furthermore, we learned that the Avodah may only be done by day. Torah, on the other hand, one learns Torah even when he's sitting, and one learns Torah not only by day, but even by night. And that's why the Gemara is teaching us the advantage that Limud HaTorah has even over bringing kabbonis. The pasuk says, "Me'olam zois al Yisrael." Shlomo Melech, as he's erecting the Beis Hamikdash, says that this will always remain by Klal Yisrael. So that, and therefore, it's a difficult pasuk because we know that unfortunately the Beis Hamikdash did not last all of the years. Rather, says the Gemara, how are we to understand this pasuk? Amrav Gidl Amrav Zem Mizbeach Bonu. It's referring to the Mizbeach in Shemayim. Michal Sarah Godl Oymer Makrav of Karbon. That Michal is being Makrav Karbonis on the Beis Hamikdash in Shemayim. Tosfos asks, what are the Karbonis that are being brought on the Beis Hamikdash Balayla? So Tosfos says that it's either the neshamas of tzaddikim that are being brought by Lailas, or it's referring to the kvasim shalesh, animals made out of fire. And Tosfos goes on to explain, we know that when we daven, we say in our tefillah, v'ishe Yisrael skabel berotz. What is the Lashon Rabban, v'ishe Yisrael, the plural? It says because it's referring to both types of kabbonis. It's referring to the kabbonis that are brought in this world, and it's also referring to the kabbonis that are brought in the. It's even referring to kabbonis that are brought by Michal in the Olam HaEmes. The Imre Emes says that who are the neshamas of the tzaddikim that are being referred to here? He says a very powerful word. He says, as we've been learning the Kachshim Masechtos, we know that an animal that was worshipped as a Avodah Zarah, or an animal that murdered, or an animal that was Raiva Nirva, was the subject of bestiality, cannot be brought as a carbon. Those Averis, say Imre Emes, are the Averis where Allah is Yaharik Val Yavar, Avodah Zarah Gila Arise and Shvich Stamin. Says the Imre Emes, the Meshamas of those individuals who are ready to be Maisa Nefesh, rather than doing these serious sins, are the neshamas that Michal brings up on the Mizbeach in Shemayim. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim explain that there's a question. We know that the pasuk says, as Aaron HaKoyim was taken up to Har HaHor by Moshe Rabbeinu with his son Elazar to pass away, the pasuk says, Kachas Aaron v'Elazar b'noi v'haloi son Har HaHor V'havshet Aaron es begodov, v'bashtem es aloz benoi v'aron yosef umeisham. So the question is that we know that the Kohen is supposed to wear the big day kahuna when he's doing the avodah. But here, Aaron wasn't doing the Avodah. So since Aaron wasn't doing the Avodah, how was he allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna? Answer the Mefarshim, that a Kohen, just like we see from here, the Neshamas of a Tzaddik are not limited to doing the Avodah on behalf of Klal Yisrael only when they're in the Olam HaEmes, but rather even when they're in this world, even when they're in not doing the Avodah, they bring Kapara to Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Pasuk teaches us that the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, was even allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna when he wasn't doing the Avodah, when he was being taken up to leave the world. In fact, the B'nai Yisachar takes this a step further. He says that the Pasuk says, B'zois Yavai Aaron. He says the word Zois is spelled Zayin Aleph Tov, to teach us there are two types of situations where Kabbonis are being brought. One is Zayin. Zayin represents seven. Seven is represents this world, the Derech HaTeva, like there's 7 days of the week. Aleph to Tov represents above this world. It represents the entire universe. B'zois Yavai Aaron. There are two types of ways that the Kohen does the Avodah. There's the Zayin, there's when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, and there's the Aleph to Tov. There's when the world is no longer as it is the regular world. We no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. Still, the carbon is considered as if it's being brought by Michal in Shemayim. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what does this mean? Eilu Tamid Chachamim Ha'oiskim B'Hilchas Avodah. It refers to Tamid Chachamim who learn about the Avodah. Ma'al Olayim HaKosav. The Pasuk considers it Ki'ilu Niv Mevikdash B'Nimeim. As if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their time, and they're doing the Avodah by learning about the Halacha. Of course, the Mefarshim point out that it's not the same somebody who's just learning about the Avodah as if he actually does the Avodah, but in fact, there's a question that the Chikrei Lev discusses. The Chikrei Lev discusses if our Gemara is teaching us that if by learning Torah about a carbon, it's as if we brought the carbon, what would be the Halacha if somebody did an Avera, and now Mashiach and Mitzvah will come, will he have to bring Kabbonis for the Averas that he did, or is his learning going to compensate for that Avera? So the Chikrei Lev brings a number of rayas that of course he's going to have to bring the actual carbon. One is the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that a person shouldn't read by a lit candle, Shema Yata, because he may fix the candle. Says the Gemara, Amar Bishmol. Rav Shmuel says, Ani Ekra, I will read Doi Eta, and I won't move the candle. And the Gemara says, Kara, he did read the Hita, and he moved the candle. And he wrote down in his book, Kishiyot, that Mashiach will come, Avi Chatashmeni, I'll bring a big carbon. So we see clearly, says the Chikrei Lev, that even after Mashiach comes, and even if a person learned, certainly Rav Shmuel learned, he's still going to be Mechuyiv to bring Kabbonis. Another Raya is the Gemara says that if somebody ate chalev, he has to write down exactly how much chalev he ate to determine if he ate the shear for which there's a chiyuv carbon. So we see from here that there will be an obligation to bring kabbonis. Some mefarshim want to distinguish between a carbon oila and a carbon chatos. A carbon oila, which as we know is completely consumed on the mizbeach, there the halacha is that learning about the parashas oila is as good as bringing the carbon oila. But a carbon chatas, where we know the halacha is that the carbon chatas is kahanim oichla nabalim eskaprim, our learning parashas chatas can't make up the part that the kahanim have to eat. And therefore, the carbon chatas will have to be brought after Mashiach comes. Perhaps the carbon oila will not have to be brought after the carbon, after Mashiach comes. And in fact, Mefarshim saying that's pshat where Rishmol said Avi Chatos Shmeina, I'll bring a nice big animal for the carbon. What's the difference? What type of animal he'll bring? The answer is because since that is a carbon that's going to be eaten by the Kohanim. So he wants to bring a Chatas Shmeini that the Kohanim should get a very decent portion. And in fact, on the other hand, the Mefarshim go on to explain that the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not necessarily our minute, but the Shulchan Aruch says that when we say the Parsha of Kabbonis in the morning, we should first say the Parsha of Oila and then the Parsha of Chatas. Ask the Magen Avraham that we know, we've learned that the halacha is that if somebody has to bring a carbon chatos and a carbon oila, he first brings the chatos. So why do we say Parshas oila first? We should say Parshas chatos first. But according to the way we're explaining, that a very important element of the Parshas of the carbon chatos is eating the carbon chatos. Bezman hazel, unfortunately, the carbon chatos cannot be eaten, so it's not on the same level. So that's why, but the oil, as we just said, is complete. That's why it's better to say the Parshas Oila before and rather than the Parshas Chatos. As we're learning now, saying and learning about the Parshas Kabbonis is equal to being makriv of the carbon. That's why, as we learned in our Masechta, the Gemara says Ketoris Masheris, that somebody who offered the Ketoris, it was a schooler to becoming wealthy. That's why the Pais can say, once you say Bezman Hazeh, the Parshas Ketoris, because the Parshas Ketoris is in the place of bringing the Ketoris, and it could be a school of Hashivas. On the other hand, we know, and the Rishonim already make this point, that the Mishnah says, "V'mchisa achas mikol samanel," that if somebody didn't bring all of the proper ingredients that the Ketoris was made of, chayv misa. If we say now that saying the Parshas Ketoris is equal to being makriv the Parshas Ketoris, so just like when we read the Ketoris, we have to be careful that all the ingredients be included. Similarly, when we say the Parshas Ketoris, we have to be careful not to be missing any of the words of the Parshas Ketoris. That's why there's some that have the custom, in fact, that they count with their fingers to make sure that they didn't miss any of the 11 types of spices that the Ketoris was made of. Furthermore, I saw a beautiful pshat from the Beis Ephraim. It says, the Gemara says, the Masechta Shabbos daf lama aleph on the Beis, Amar Rav, b'shash machnisim adam l'dim, when they bring the person, after the person leaves the world, and they bring him to the Beis Din Shamawa, they ask him, Nasata v'nasata b'muna, did you act properly? Kvata itim l'Torah, did you learn Torah? Pilpalta b'chokhma, and were you mefatal in chokhma? So the Beis Ephraim asks, of course a person had to learn, because if you don't learn, you don't know what is a mitzvah, what is an aveira. So why is there a halacha that we have to, why is the question asked about learning? Of course he had to learn, answers the Beis Ephraim. Because our Gemara is teaching us that you're supposed to learn about Kachshim. Now, learning Kachshim isn't relevant, unfortunately, Bizman Hazeh, La'aloch L'maisa. But still, even though it isn't relevant, Bizman Hazeh, La'aloch L'maisa, it's still very much important. And that's the question that's asked in the Olam HaEmes, Kavati Itim L'Torah, did you learn not just the Torah that's relevant, Bizman Hazeh, but you learn, say, the Kachshim, Pelpalta b'chokhma, or you mefalpel in the chokhma of, say, or you mefalpel in the chokhma of, say, the Kachshim. Amr Shlokish, Maidik Siv, Zoyz HaTorah lo'oy l'mincha l'chatas l'oshim, Kal Ois b'Torah, somebody who learns Torah, is Ke'ilu Hikriv, Oy lo mincha l'chatas v'oshim. If you learn about the Kabbonis, it's as if you brought the Kabbonis themselves. In fact, it's interesting to point out that the Kli Yoker points out that there are five types of Kabbonis mentioned here, and each one of the Chumashim represents one of the types of Kabbonis. It says Bereishis is for Karban Oila, Shemais is for Karban Mincha, the Yikra is for Chatos, Ben Midbar is for Asham, and Dvarim is for Shlomim. Very beautiful Kli Yoker, how he connects each type of carbon to each one of the chumash. Furthermore, the Imri Emes says a very powerful word. He says that the Ramei Arik once met the Imri Emes, and he says that the Gemara says that Kala Meidi Dorim Talmud Chacham, whoever brings a gift to Talmud Chacham is Ki'ilu Hikrav Nesachim. It's as if he brought Nesachim. So Ramei Arik asked, why do you have to bring a gift to the Talmud Chacham? Why is it not enough that you shall learn the Parashas Nesachim? Said Dimri Emes, all the other kabbonis Bizman Hazeh we could be Makayim through, we can't actually bring, so we have to do what's second best. What's second best? That we should learn about the parasha. However, Nesachim, since bringing a gift to Talmud Chacham is equal to bringing parashas Nesachim, so since it's equal to bringing parashas Nesachim, that's why we should actually bring the gift. And we should actually bring the gift, and bringing the gift will be equal to to actually bring the Nesachim, not just like learning it. Amar Rava, Hai lo oyla mincha. What did the Torah say? Lo oyla lo mincha. Oyla mincha mi baile. El Amar Rava, Kala ois b'tayra. En etzarech lo oyla v'lo mincha v'lo chatus v'lo asham. Learning it is good enough. And as Mepharshim say, because many times we learn that if it says la oila, it's as if he said la oila, that he didn't bring the oila. But it's as if he brought the oila. How is it if he brought the oila if he learned the parish about it? Of course, the Mepharshim asked the question, what is the difference between Rav and Rish Lakish? Aren't they both teaching us the importance of learning parishes kabbonis? What is the difference between the two of them? So one tariff that I saw is that Rava is speaking about all Torah, whereas Rish Lakish is speaking specifically about Kabbonis. And in fact, that's why the Chafetz Chaim in the Adoma to the Sefer Likutei Halachos says that there's a specific point in learning Kachim, because our Gemara is teaching us that Kachim bring that Yeshua. Rava and Rish Lakish, others want to say, are debating the question that we discussed earlier. What will be the halacha after the Beis HaMikdash will be built? Will they still have to bring kabbonis? Rava says that kabbonis will not have to be brought. Rish Lakish says that still kabbonis will have to be brought. Others say that Rish Lakish is saying that learning is only helpful after you did the Aveira. But Rav is saying that even before a person did the Aveira, the learning could protect them from all types of tzaris by the koyach of learning. There's also a discussion if learning Parshas Kabbonis, saying Parshas Kabbonis that we're saying is so effective, is only effective by day, since Kabbonis could only be brought by day. But other Rishonim say that it could even be said by night, even though the Kabbonis could only be brought by day. Anur gets a mighty ksiv. Zois taras achatos, zois taras asham. Kol ois b'taras chatos is kilu hikriv chatos, and kol ois b'taras asham is kilu hikriv asham. That's why the Mepharshim say that every morning, as we finish saying the kabbonis, we say afterwards the hiratzon shibana beis hamigdash b'meheir b'meinu the sein chakenu b'sarasecha. What we're saying is that there are two options: shibana beis hamigdash b'meheir b'meinu. We should have the actual beis hamigdash where we could bring the kabbonis. If we don't have the actual Beis HaMikdash, we say to Hashem, as our Gemara teaches us, that by learning Torah, we fulfill what the kabbonis accomplish. Similarly, I saw there's a question in Halacha. We know that in Halacha, in our religion, the day is before the night. Yet we make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and the Birchas HaTorah in the morning is effective for even the night afterwards. And the question is, why? The answer is because we're comparing Torah to Kabbonis. And by Kabbonis, we've learned many times, Halayla Hoylech Acher Hayoyim. So just like by Kabbonis, Halayla Hoylech Acher Hayoyim, so too by Talmud Torah, Birchas HaTorah in the morning is even effective for the night afterwards. The B'nai Yisrael says a very powerful word. He says, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Pachli Egel Mishosh, bring me a carbon. And by bringing me a carbon, I'm teaching you that is the way that in all generations, Klal Yisrael will have a kapara. So Avram Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Tenach, does Banshe Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you could bring a carbon, and that will bring kapara and Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. However, Bismansh and Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when we no longer will have Beis HaMikdash Matahei Aleim, how will they have Yeshua? Amlei, Kvat Kanti Lem Seder Kabonis, response HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I taught them to say the Kabonis, Bismansh Karim Behen, Lefonai, Mali and the Aleim, Kilo Krim and Lefonai, Kilo Krivam Lefonai, V'ni Moich Lem Al Kol Avoy Neseyem. Says the Bnei Yisoschur, the Pasuk, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, we know that the Karbonis could only bring a Kapara for an Aveira that was done b'shoigis. However, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, as our learning and speaking about Karbonis is even Avoy Neseyem. We learned in our previous year that the word Avoy Neseyem means when somebody did an Aveira b'mezit. And b'zman she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim, luring the parish's kabbonis, we could have a kapara just by, even on the Averis b'mezid, by learning parish's kabbonis. We begin the Ezer Hashem, the final Mishnah of our Masechta. Says the Gemara, Nema by Oilus Behemo, Ishareach Nechayach, Oilus Oif, Ishareach Nechayach, Over Mincha, Ishareach Nechayach. The Torah uses the same word, Ishareach Nechayach, by all kabbonis, Loimelach. Echra Mabav, Echra Mamid, Ovach Shechav and Libel Shemayim. It makes no difference if you do more or you do less. The main thing is that you should have the proper kavon. So the Farshim point out that it should have said Echra Mamid, Echra Mabav. We should have said the bigger Chiddush first. So says the Michas Halozin in Sefer Divrei Torah that sometimes it's harder to worship Hashem when you're a Marba, when you have a lot. Teaches us the Mishnah. In both cases, you shouldn't just rely that you're a marba, that you're giving a lot, and you're doing much. The main thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is V'chad Shichad and Libel L'Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for our Kavonis Halev. Other explain that we know that a person was created with two eyes. And the question is, why was a person created with two eyes? And the answer is, one is to see the Gadlus Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, and the other is to see Shiflus Atzmai, that he is not such a great person. And in fact, the Mefarshim explained that by Kairach, the Medrash says, Enoi Hityasai, his eye made him make the mistake. What pshat that his eye made him make the mistake? Because he only saw the Gadlus Hashem, he only saw the greatness of Hashem, he only saw that one eye, but he didn't see the other eye of Shiflus Atzmai, that he really isn't that great. And that is how he ultimately came to make the mistake. And that's Pshat what Rashi says, the Stal Karach, the Tzad Echad, he went to one side. What Pshat that he went to one side? He only went to the side of seeing the greatness of Hashem, but not seeing that he isn't that great. Echra Marva, Echra Marva, a person who wants to Mechav and Libay L'Shamayim has to be a Marva, realizing the greatness of Hashem, and a mammoth, and realizing that he himself is really not that great. Mefarshim also go on to explain, Echra Marva Vechra Mammoth. There's some people who are more successful, and there's some people that are less successful. We have to realize that whatever we have is Mechavan Libra L'Shemayim, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not us that create anything. Ask the Gemara, Omer of Zaira Maikra, how do we see this from a pasuk? So Mefarshim asks, what's Pshat in the Gemara's question? Isn't it the Gemara just said, the Mishnah taught us, because the Torah uses the words Reich Nechayah, by every carbon. What's the Gemara's question? So some explain that the Gemara was trying to teach us that how do we know that this din is not only by Kabbonis, but this applies by all mitzvahs. Echra marba, vechra mamid. So the main thing is, l'chaven liboy b'shemayim. says the Gemara, Mesuka Shnasa Oivit, and Matim Harbe Yoichel. Makes a difference if it's latter or little, he will get Yoichel. Others explain that what the Pasuk is trying to teach us, that we get the same schar. If we mechavim libra l'shmayim, we will get the same schar. V'ad barahava om mehocha, b'rvois ha'toiva roba achla, om ha'kishon l'baleho. Well, there's nothing to gain if you don't do it properly. Tanya, Arav Shimon Merazai, b'ay re'ay maksa the parashas kabonis. Let's look at the parashas kabonis. Shloi nema by loy keil v'loy l'kim. The Pasuk doesn't change and how it calls Hashem, rather it always calls Hashem by the name Hashem. So I read them pesachim pale about din lachli. That person shouldn't make a mistake. So I saw two pshatim. What pshat that a person shouldn't make a mistake? One pshat is that if the person would have used the Shem Hashem different ways, then a person would come to make the person would have used the Shem Hashem different names. A person would chas v'shalom come to make perhaps a mistake that there are different gods that would bring different kabbonis. That's why the Pasuk uses the same Shem Hashem throughout, not to make that mistake. Another pshat that I saw is that this, that a person could bring a carbon, and by bringing a carbon he has a kapara, is the midas harachmim. Because if a person did an aveira, he deserves to be punished. And here we're slaughtering the animal, and the animal is in our place. It's from Hashem. Hashem represents the midas harachmim. It all represents rachmei Hashem. Says the Gemara, v'nem b'shar agas. The pasuk, when it speaks about a large animal, the pasuk uses the word ishereif nechayach. When the pasuk speaks about an oifadak, a small bird, the pasuk uses the word ishereif nechayach. When the pasuk speaks about a mincha, the Torah uses the word ishereif nechayach. Lemlach, the teacher's echramav v'echramamit, makes no difference. Ovat shechav v'flibo l'shmayim. V'shem etayma l'chilu tzarech. Maybe somebody will think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a larger carbon because he needs to eat more. Tamlemim erav la'amalach k'lisevim la'yim. If I am hungry, do I need you to feed me? The entire world belongs to me. V'nema k'li kol chayoy siyar b'hemesh b'hari alef yudati kol hoif harim v'zif sadai imadi hoich b'sar abirim v'dam etudim eshter. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't tell you to bring a carbon for the purpose of Eser Ritzonai, Yas Ritzonai, as if we're making a deal. You do bring a carbon and I'll do what you want. Because Loi Ritzonai Atam Zayimchim, it's not that I need your carbonus, Al Ritzonchem Atam Zayimchim, you're bringing the carbonus on your own behalf. In order that you should be able to do mitzvahs and to bring upon yourself a kapara. Shnema Ritzonchem Tiz Bechua. The Farshim explained, Loi Ritzoni Atam Zayichem, Loi Ritzonchem Atam Zayichem, Shnem Loi Ritzonchem Atam Zayichem, it is our obligation to try to follow the ways of the Torah. It's not that the Torah has to match our needs. We have to meet, and we have to adapt to the ways of the Torah. Dav Acher, Loi Ritzonchem Timcha, Loi Ritzonchem Zivchu, V'datim Zivchu. You have to bring a carbon with Rotzen and Das. Tiboy Menei Shmur Rafuna, Menaylos asik b'kachin shukasul. How do we know that if somebody is misasik? Machlokes to show him what that means. Some say that he didn't intend to kill the animal, but he killed it. That he's not the kind of mitzvah. Others say that even if he had intention to do a ma'isa shchita, which is enough for chulin, as we're soon going to learn in the sechta chulin, it isn't enough for kachin. You have to have a mind to bring a carbon. And as many Mefarshim point out, even though there's a question throughout Halacha, if mitzvah tzrichas kavana, by kavanas, certainly you have to have kavana, otherwise there is no point in bringing the carbon. Shnema, v'shachres ben habakar, sh'tei shkit l'shem ben habakar, you have to have a mind to bring the carbon. Amalon, zubi yedenuhu, we were aware of this. However, l'akiv minayim, as we've learned so many times, shana l'avakasav l'akiv, in order for a halakha to be absolutely essential in kachim, it had to be mentioned twice. Where do we find that this halakha is mentioned twice? Tamaloyma, l'ritzoyncha tizbechu, v'datim zifti. You have to have full intention when you bring a carbon. And that's why the Mefarshim would point out that's interesting. As we began the Sechta Zvochim, and we began the Sechta Menachos, the first halakhas that we discussed were halakhas of karbonis that were brought shalom l'shmo. And the question is, Wouldn't it make more sense to begin the Masechtas with the basic halachas of what these kabbanas are all about? And only after we learned what these kabbanas are all about, then we should learn the details about Lishma. But now that we've learned our Gemara, which we complete Be'ezer Hashem, Masechta Menachos, we learn that the Lishma, that having the proper intention of bringing the carbon, is so integral and so essential to the bringing the carbon, that is why it is the first halacha that both Masechta Mizvachim and Masechta Menachos teach us. And the Mefarshim teach us further. We know that the Medrash says, Ein Adam Oivra Aveira, a person does not commit a sin, Elm came nitness by Ruach Shtus. A Ruach Shtus, a person didn't have Das. A person didn't have the proper Das, and that's how he comes to do an Aveira. What is the way to prevent doing an Aveira? By having Das. So Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, we were able to accomplish this by bringing a carbon. And as a person stood bringing the carbon and realizing that whatever was happening to this animal was really supposed to happen to him, that brought him to the recognition and to the realization what he is supposed to do in this world. But unfortunately now, Bezman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore standing, how do we accomplish this Das? How do we come to this recognition? How do we come to this realization? So our Gemara itself today gave us the answer. By learning, and particularly learning the Dinim of Kachin, we come to the recognition, we come to the Das Torah, by learning these difficult Gemaras, but immersing ourselves in the Halachas of Kachin, we come closer to Hashem. That takes away our doing Averis, and on the contrary, it brings Kapara and Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring to us all kapara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring to us the Yeshuas that were brought with Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim through our learning the halachos of Kachim in Golus, that we should be Mitzvashem Zoicha B'Karav, that we should actually bring the Kabbanis and be Mekayim the Mitzvahs and fulfill the halachos that we've learned in these Masechtas. Hanalach Harele Yosaron, Veslikalach Masechta Menachos, Hanalach Harele Yosaron, Veslikalach Masechta Menachos, Hanra lacharei leisaren v'slikalach v'sechta menachos.